Namo laye ke na lo dan du jin ke chokong da na me ye ke na dan lo wa gu ji da na cha sam tan je ke do da ke ju dun do
So we've been going over the text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, and we've gone through the sections of teachings of the small capacity and teachings of the medium capacity, and we have arrived at the teachings of the great capacity. Teachings of the great capacity. So although this is a very condensed text and the words are very abbreviated, the meaning of these words are very expansive, and we have to include within this, although it is not explicitly there, implicitly, the topics such as the seven-point cause and effect for attaining bodhicitta, or for achieving bodhicitta, and the equalizing and exchanging self and others practice for achieving self, for achieving bodhicitta, are also contained within this text, although it is quite abbreviated as far as the words go.
So
we've gone over the meaning here many times, and perhaps you understand it, the meaning of the seven-point cause and effect for achieving bodhicitta, and the practice of equalizing and exchanging self with others. So we've gone over this many times, and perhaps you understand it, and that is at the root of this practice, the achievement of this mind that aspires to enlightenment. So in this text, it goes over how one achieves the state of aspirational bodhicitta, or the aspirational mind that aspires to enlightenment, that will then eventually begin and converted into an engaged mind that aspires to enlightenment, or an engaged type of bodhicitta. But it shows the stages that are necessary for a practitioner to achieve aspirational bodhicitta, and then hold on to it, and then that being, if he or she has a desire to engage in the practice of the six perfection, must then take a bodhisattva vow. And once that takes place, the bodhicitta becomes an engaged bodhicitta, and then that being is someone who can truly practice the six perfections.
Then 그저 같이 나로는 아주 산지 최는 수지 좀 되는 해줘 말이야 세제도와 아이들 그러고 인다 보대다 뭐 어때 만세 주기 중에 주가 되지 않는 이거를 손사요 아래 다 간대 다 장주 생 로장 제네냐네 야 간라 간상 그 야부 정소나 안에 만세 주기 중나 편도 제고요 아래스 안에 안에 주기 중한테 가르자 담보 마두바 두바시비 더 겐라리 바제네 좋아서 좋아 Jua del Karasana, Anti Dantan, or the Nagatuzea Yavashane, Matutan, Chuba Yapu Waris, Tene Yala Dumaji Waris, Toma Matuva to which Tazi Otoman Medicine. Messen Chukis were Tashi, Jukar Gurasana, and then Azushi Dantan, Sanji Kotan to Yadan, Matutan, and the Saman Lantern, Jua Marbe, Matuva to his top.
So, in this section, where we arrive at the aspirational bodhicitta or, and how one keeps the aspirational bodhicitta and then is able to strengthen it and move on to an engaged type of bodhicitta. So in various commentaries and in the more expansive texts that have more words, you can see that not only the seven-limb prayer is contained in it, and it's not in such an abbreviated fashion, but they'll also include the actual lines of the refuge prayer within it. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, etc. So in other more expansive commentaries, such as the Lamrim Chemo, the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, we can find more expansive prayers that are contained within this preliminary section where one is working with the aspirational bodhicitta. But this Genlam Rinpa in this commentary calls it the preliminaries. So the preliminary section where one sets up objects of enlightenment such as statues and tankas and so forth, and then arranges flowers and offerings on the altar before these images of enlightenment. And then this is how that being strengthens and maintains the aspirational bodhicitta. So Genlam Rinpa's commentary, he calls for this the preliminary methods. So that's what he names it in this particular commentary that I am using today.
Tangasu Landre, the Natal Mandogin, the Kutul Inchit Denshana, the Kutro, Zuson Tegulasu, Kazin Chinchin Sabre, Zuson Tegulasu.
So previously we went over the line in the root text where it says, facing paintings, statues, and so forth of the completely enlightened one. Reliquaries and the excellent teaching offer flowers, incense, whatever you have.
What the Laring Debajena Zuna, Doma Matuba Tuba, she be Tausia, what Vegeta is. Genlam Bajena Juasia, what is your.
So in Genlam Rinpa's commentary, he calls this the actual preliminaries or the method for those who are vowless. So that meaning of this is the vowless is the lack of the bodhisattva vow. So the method for those who are vowless or are preliminaries, according to Genlam Rinpa.
Tamshe, you're it. 你把我就来教书做啊，三级保护是教教住了三堂，或者是当不，当不教住些，俺你把三级提前三级三堂，或者是，俺那当不是早啊，教住了三堂，早啊的了，想去那边他都把，没都把也三堂给，根据送了热点钱，别么啷个啥子呢？他们就话些呢，当不教住两送啥子，我的，俺俺就告诉我的。
So here it says, facing paintings, statues, and so forth of the completely enlightened one, reliquaries, or reliquaries here in the Tibetan is also a stupa. The Tibetan is chorten, so that's stupas. And the excellent teaching, offer flower, incense, whatever you have. With the seven-part offering from the prayer of noble conduct, with the thought never to turn back till you gain ultimate enlightenment, and with strong faith in the three jewels, kneeling with one knee on the ground and your hands pressed together, first of all, take refuge three times. So here, this is also in the commentary by Genlam Rinpo, where he calls this section the preliminary section, the method for those who are vowless. It's very similar, this ninth stanza here, where it says, kneeling on one, with one knee on the ground, to the way that one actually takes a vow. This actual stance, or this posture, is the posture that one is told to get into in order to receive vows. So Atisha, in this particular section, says to take refuge in a similar fashion to taking vows or to a vow ceremony. Here we can see the preliminaries of the seven-limb prayer and refuge and so forth. So the practitioner takes refuge, and after taking refuge then tries to generate the mind that aspires to enlightenment, or to have a mind generation take place. So the text basically is going to go through the stages that one needs to go through to increase and maintain the aspirational mind generation, and will also move beyond that to the next stages. Also, just imagine in the space in front of us the merit field and all the deities that are contained within the merit field. Or we can think also of our root Lama, and we can make an offering of the seven-limb prayer to the merit field, to the merit field containing our Lama or exclusively our Lama, and we can make this offering of the seven-limb prayer and so forth, and we can go through those stages of the seven-limb prayer and taking refuge in the presence of this imagined or this visualized merit field or our teacher. So here, the next section will go over the actual mind generation itself. And here, just translator's note, mind generation, Mahayana mind generation is synonymous with the mind that aspires to enlightenment, or bodhicitta. So I'll be using mind generation or Mahayana mind generation, and that just means bodhicitta. So here it says, next, with an attitude of love for all living creatures, consider beings, excluding none, suffering in the three bad rebirths, suffering birth, death, and so forth. Then, since you want to free these beings from the suffering of pain, from suffering and the cause of suffering, arouse immutably the resolve to attain enlightenment. So here, this is speaking of arising this special mind of bodhicitta. So, when we speak of the mind that aspires to enlightenment, this is a mind that uses as its object of observation, or a mind that thinks of the six realms of cyclic existence and all of the different types of suffering that the beings have to endure in those six realms. The suffering of change, the suffering of suffering, the pervasive compounded suffering, the suffering of being separated from the pleasant, and so forth. So these beings all want to have happiness just like oneself. So then the desire to eradicate all of the suffering of these beings takes place in the mind. And once that desire to eradicate the suffering of these beings takes place, and the desire to bring happiness takes place, then the mind generation itself takes place. And this mind generation needs to be a very stable, strong mind. And this is a mind that is a very brave, very courageous type of mind that is willing to endure all sorts of things for the sake of others. So the mind that aspires to enlightenment is a mind that wishes to end the suffering of all sentient beings and bring sentient beings to a place of ultimate happiness. So when we look with this type of mind, we're turning it towards all sentient beings and the various types of suffering that they have to endure, the suffering of suffering and so forth. And this type of mind thinks of all sentient beings as having been our mothers, and then begins to remember their kindness and so on and so forth. And then this mind becomes a very strong mind. It's very similar. We have mothers, and if our mother was sick or had a very strong type of illness, because of the love that we have for her and so forth, our minds would become very strong-willed to making her well. Our minds would become single-pointed in a sense to making sure that she went to the right doctor and had the right treatment and so forth. And bodhicitta is very similar in that fashion, that the mind becomes very strong and focused on eradicating all of the suffering of sentient beings in general. And the way that that takes place is the being wishes to eradicate the second noble truth, which is the origin of suffering. So once that origin of suffering is eradicated, then the being who has that origin of suffering no longer has to endure the hardship and pain of the suffering. So a being who has this mind generation, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment, has a very focused, strong mind, and that focus is on eradicating the origin of suffering for all sentient beings, or the origin of suffering of all sentient beings. So the Bodhisattva has a very strong and focused mind that is imbued with love and compassion, that wishes to completely eradicate the suffering of all sentient beings. And the Bodhisattva understands what are the causes of suffering are. And a Bodhisattva understands what the causes of happiness are. And the Bodhisattva's sole aim for becoming liberated, or for becoming Buddhas, is to be able to free all sentient beings from their states of suffering. And to be able to do so with the highest amount of potential, or the highest amount of qualities that a Buddha only possesses. So the love and compassion draws the Bodhisattva to sentient beings, and then makes the Bodhisattva wish to free all of those sentient beings from their states of suffering. And this is a very strong-willed type of being because of the focus of his or her mind. Who has the ability to bring all sentient beings to a place that is beyond suffering, that is bring all sentient beings to a place beyond the origin of suffering, that eradicates that origin, so eradicates that suffering? A Buddha has the ability to do that, and no other being. So this is the reason that a Bodhisattva wishes to become a Buddha. So the sole focus is on the Buddha's abilities to do so. So without a very strong and stable bodhicitta, or without a very strong mind that aspires to enlightenment, it's not possible to become a Buddha. So this is the reason for this process of strengthening the bodhicitta and making sure that it is very stable, because if there is not a strong, stable type of bodhicitta, then there is necessarily not Buddhahood. So it's very important for the bodhisattva to be able to maintain and strengthen this bodhicitta, because he recognizes the need to become a Buddha because of the Buddha's abilities to free sentient beings. he or she.
Oh, that then is on the way to Mosin Chugis was tea than do, tea jibber doon and da, tea mobujin doon and da, deans in Nova Yenanda, Landrug, tea doon and disaro, then doon there, Salut, Sancho Santa Santa Tambatilla, Mosin Chugis was what the Sugos that is.
When we speak of the Musim Chukizon, when we think of the aspirational mind and so forth, we can read things that are much more expansive, or a larger amount, or maybe a medium amount, or just the words that are contained within this text in more of abbreviated fashion are sufficient as well. So we can think over these words.
Tashan Chuka Sen Shu Dabaji Susu Jul Chitaba Yinaya, this is what Jen Dabi of Majan Kunyan is. Well, I'll let you do it.
No, Dure, Dure. Me Jigian, the tone I Jigian. Dure, the loud one. Nyamba.
Jun Yamba, Jun Manyamba, Jun Chis, Kone Pondo Biwa, Jun Chu Pondo, and Naya Manyabi Talam Bebas. Tashan Chuka Sen. Shanchu ke sen shu chibu ji nga su ju le sa ba yina ya de dabu ya ma ja na ku nyang de res ma nyang ba sa zo ji nya wu res de ma nyang ba zang du ma zi bu ku kon ne kon xin ya ji ba na ji ya yi a ji tang wu res
xin a tang
de xin du xin du zo ba yina chui tang bu chu chu ro de ku ga le ga le ji wu
la sa
de na ji shanchu ke sen sang lu tang bu chu chu ji nga su lu wa le ga ro wa then the Galegaleco, Mamma, the sound of the Shichu downwards.
That's it. So, if the bodhicitta is not very strong and stable, it is possible that one can lose it, can lose this mind that aspires to enlightenment. So, that's the reason it's necessary to increase the strength of the bodhicitta, because one wishes to have a bodhicitta that is of the type that can't be lost. It's important to strengthen it, and it's very similar to a tree that has been planted. Initially, the growth of the tree is very small, but as it is watered and the various elements are present, the tree becomes larger and larger and more stable. Likewise, the bodhicitta, once one has the causal factors for this aspirational bodhicitta, then it's necessary to strengthen it like the tree. The practitioner must move forward in order not to lose the bodhicitta to achieve the final goal.
Manyabi Tashi Garjia Yorzina, Shanchu the same parents on Dongoris, Shanchu the same pay of a chesuna, and the Yango Marisani of Dongoris, parents on Dongoris, what is one is it?
So then we must think again and again of this aspirational mind, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment, in order for it to strengthen. So we think again and again. And one good place to start that will make this mind very stable is of the benefits of the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So to think of the benefits of it and to think of its qualities and so forth again and again. So previously we went over the benefits of this aspirational mind, and they are on the videotape when we went over them. But now we'll go over what is expressed in the lamp for the path to enlightenment.
That pain is Hanjig and Duka Nilus on your orders. Hanjig Shanju Sen, Shanjuk Sen, Pain, the Sanjig and Duka Nilus on your orders. Beijing, you should be in those. Beijing says Shanju Sabaina, Kaza Jujero. Take a Sanjay Shuishabi, no Jujero. Then all the Shanju Sabaji orders. Dombu Gobin Dolchis, Kanye orders. Tambo, Beijing is Shubin Dole, Shanju Sabaina Sujabate, Tambo, what the Shuji. Beijing said that Sanjay Homajig Mirota, me, Nemi, Beijing juishin do da les, Beijing juishin do da les, Beijing se ade sanje ge loma je ge. Ane sanje le shanchu sen le phayon kane kane yo waris. Sanje ge shuidu, ane sanje ge shanchu sen le phayon dine yo da masun ga je yorwa. Owa te tambu te shuyo ge yin sita.
Le nipa gare.
Nipa...
Gangi sen chikshin ge chingi yin.
Haan. Beijing juishin do da les, tambu dombu gobe dirishya, dombu gobe. Dombu gobe do da, Beijing juishin do nyi do wa. Dombu gobe do tambu reshe tambu. Dombu gobe do le, shanchu ge sen mambu sun yo waris. Tene Beijing juishin do le, shanchu ge sen mambu sun yo waris. Ta tambu dombu gobe do le sunbu penye di sunge yis.
So there's two different sections of the actual mind that aspires to enlightenment. I don't know them in English. I'm going to have to look them up in the dictionary. I don't want to waste a lot of everyone's time on the technical names. So I'll get you the technical names next week because I'm interested too, and I've actually forgotten them. So I'll get them for everybody, but we'll just call them one and two at this point. Okay. And if I remember them, I'll give you the technical names while we go.
Lama Lenyente, Zubi Shanchu Senji, Yuente Tameba, Naba Sheba Shila, Tene Jusento, Teetere, Yanayan to Chebra Shas, what the Domukubin to the water and doa Domukubi, Tatam Hembe Santa Chinanes, Mersen, Tam Shanchu Mersen Kuatan, Mersen Mone Jul Chebaina, and the Kumanyaba Jabanyawures, Manyaba Toshikari Arsena. And the Sanjay Sunjabi, Dombu Govindole, Shanchu Sank Pem of Sunjuares, Pen to Santambaina, and the Shanchu Sank Gabuyungure, Nyangamares. That may be sent, Jibi and Tango, Jibi and Tesla, Shanchu Sank Jibi and Tesla, Shanchu Sank Jibi Pens and Jibi. Jibi and Tangaimba. Then the Dombu Goba Yi and Dole Shambi Rotuches. Dombu gobin dole ane boda mte injero shambe ane she yoris dole shambe ro du she ta tene phen de kan de she goris na ti indu lu ba la ma le ni des ya na su su gun do lu ne ane phen kan de kan de du den she she ba je goris ya na su su do lu ne she ge me na ane la ma le ni ne ane sha ju ge sen phen kan ge lo she ba je goris nyu lo ne am
lesson. Okay. The qualities of developing such an aspiration are fully explained by Maitreya in the Array of Trunks Sutra. Having learned about the infinite benefits of the intention to gain full enlightenment by reading the sutra or listening to a teacher, arouse it repeatedly to make it steadfast. So here is one one particular text where we can find the explanation of the benefits of achieving this. So the qualities are the qualities of the aspirational bodhicitta, or the aspirational mind that aspires to enlightenment. So here, the qualities of developing such an aspiration refers to aspirational bodhicitta. So that is the meaning of this particular line. And it says, fully explained by Maitreya, the future Buddha, in the Array of Trunks Sutra. So this is a particular sutra that explains all of these qualities. And having learned about the infinite benefits of the intention to gain full enlightenment, the intention to gain full enlightenment refers again to the aspirational bodhicitta. One thing also is here it says the qualities of developing such an aspiration. The reason for the word developing here is to meaning also to increase and to sustain, because one wishes to have the type of bodhicitta that can't be lost, that can't decrease or be lost, so it needs to develop or be developed. So that's the reason for this particular word in here, And then at the end here, he says, arouse it repeatedly and make it steadfast. So that refers to the necessity of having a very stable type of mind that aspires to enlightenment. So here it says, having learned about the infinite benefits of the intention to gain full enlightenment by reading this sutra or listening to a teacher. One could perhaps read this sutra by Maitreya or go to their spiritual advisor or teacher and get an explanation of this as well. So here Atisha is giving suggestions on how one can gain the understanding of this intention in order to achieve it or realize it, and then how to not lose it and strengthen it. Then Shanchu just said, Mena teme me the techen me, nicha me. Maybe cheer. Okay.
Shanchu said that Tijin, Sajig Chu, Tajig Sabin Domaris.
Okay. So, in various texts, it says that the root of everything is guru devotion. But also it's stated that the seed of all dharma or all the Buddha dharma is the mind that aspires to enlightenment. It's been stated that it is the seed or the cause of both the Mahayana and the Hinayana teachings. So all of the teachings that are included within the Buddha dharma are caused by bodhicitta, or it is said that bodhicitta is the seed that sprouts these other things. Okay, so in this particular sutra, we can find 200 examples of the benefits of the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So there are 200 benefits or reasons for achieving this mind that aspires to enlightenment. And in the future, perhaps, we can look at more vast texts. We can look at texts such as the Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa, and we can look at The Liberation in the Palm of Your Hand by Pabunka Rinpoche. At this point, in America, you have in your hands these texts, these precious books are translated into English, so we have the ability to read them and to understand them. So first it's stated that this aspirational, this mind that aspires to Buddhahood is like a seed. So if one thinks again and again of the benefits of bodhicitta or the benefits of the mind that aspires to enlightenment, then one will have a very stable understanding of this that will increase.
Beijing Jushin, the Anga Juji Rendua.
Juji.
Putin. 14.
So before the two types,
14 number.
The two explanations that I've deleted before are these two here, the Array of Trunks Sutra and the Sutra requested by Viradatta.
Beijing Jishun Do Da Le, Ti Suna Ra Den Ba, Kansi Tsiji Sun Zan Do, Dudu Bandi Di Shas, Dudu Bandi Di Shas, Shang Ju Sen Ji Suna Kan, Tala Ke Ti Zo Chi Na, Na Ki Kan Na Kun Kan Te, Tene Tuyi La Ban Jo. Kangi Shimi Tanya Je, Sanje Shin Ki, Sanje Shin Na Mi, Me Kan Ki, Renchen Ta Ki Kun Kan Te, Ji Den Guan La Pyo Wa Yi, Kangi Tamu Sha Je Te, Shangju Sen de Raduna, Chobandan Chebaba, Chobandan Chebaba, Tala Tan Machi Sauce, or Beijing Jujubin to the Sevajanua, then Dua. Beijing Jujin to Tali, this one on Radin, Beijing Jujin to Tali, so on the Beijing Jujin to the Rua, do the Lindus on your ass, do the Lacarusona, this one on Radin Ba, this one on Radin Ba. Beijing is doing dole, and the Shanchu can send his sonas and under, Shanchu sent the parents and under, Shanchu sent what the Tibar water. These sona rotten bars,
that's so.
Parent and your artist,
that's so.
Can't Tiji swans on to Shulka swans your Jibaji swan in row. Tiji swans on your artist.
Juji Junga Juju.
Tell me, I need it.
The sutra, so here we've moved on to 14. So we're going to read three stanzas now. So the sutra requested by Viradatta fully explains the merit therein. At this point, in summary, I will cite just three verses. If it possessed physical form, the merit of the altruistic intention would completely fill the whole of space and would exceed even that. If someone were to fill with jewels as many Buddha fields as there are grains of sand in the Ganges to offer to the protector of the world, we're going to move on 17. This would be surpassed by the gift of folding one's hands and inclining one's mind to enlightenment, for such is limitless. Okay, I just want to check one thing real quick here. So, okay, right.
Chobandan Chebaba, tell a ton of matches or the battery. Chobandan Chebaba, tell a ton of matches was the battery.
Yep, right.
Duduban the Deja.
We went through 17.
Duduban the Deja. Shanchu sent you so long. Delacate the Zuchina, Naki Kan the Kukan de, Tenet the Yil Habanjo. Kangi Shimi Tanyanje, Sanji Shim, the Gentaki Kukan, Jidan Gola Puayi, Kangi Tamajaji de. Shanchu Dune sent you now, Chobandan Chebaba, tell the son much his horse. That turned out to them in the way. Tell a get the Zuchinas, it turned out to Shigua, the Tonsway. Tell a get the Zuchinas. Tell us, Shanchu sent a parent there, Zuri or Maris. Zuri and not to me tomorrow. Shanchu sent a parent and not to me tomorrow, Maris. Shanchu sent the get there, Zuri de Yobaina, and not to me tomorrow. Tela kete zo che nas, tela kete shanchu sen ke pyoen te zo yinba yina. Ane naki khan yonzu khan nukhres, teke yishunga yoy ma res. Naka chatsang, sebe chatsang wal tele, shanchu sen ke pyoen te lo wa yina, ten shunga ma res, tele laba maa yoy ma res. Wate ala tambi chi lo shana, tela kete zo che na, naki khan na kyun khan te, tene te yoy laba jo res, naka ka shunga yoy ma res, tomba na shunga ma res, shanchu sen.
Okay, inge la, gangi sen ala ngama chik je
sen.
Okay, so here we'll begin where it says, the sutra requested by Viradatta fully explains the merit therein. So in this particular sutra, this is from before, I just didn't translate it, Rinpoche started and I had already written it down. fully explains the merit therein. At this point, in summary, so Atisha here states that he's going to summarize, he's going to condense the explanation or the meanings of it, all of the merit that one gathers by just achieving this mind that aspires to enlightenment. And then it's he cites three verses and states, if it possessed physical form, the merit of the altruistic intention would completely fill the whole of space and exceed even that. So here this means that if you could take the mind that aspires to enlightenment, or bodhicitta, and turn it into a form, turn it into something that possessed form, then the form that it would take on would be even greater than that of space. So here, Atisha is speaking of the infinite qualities that the mind that aspires to enlightenment has. If someone were to fill with jewels as many Buddha fields as there are grains of sand in the Ganges, to offer to the protector of the world, this would be surpassed by the gift of folding one's hands and inclining one's mind to enlightenment, for such is limitless. So here, this speaks of, if someone were to fill, I'll start with this. The Ganges here refers to a river in India. It's a very famous river in India, and it's a very large river. So here, that's why this reference is made. It's maybe similar to the Connecticut River. But maybe it's even bigger than that. So here it's saying, if someone were to fill with jewels as many Buddha fields as there are grains of sand in the Ganges. So here it's that many jewels as there are grains of sand in the Ganges, and made an offering of that many jewels to the protector of the world, that this would not have anywhere near as much merit as just folding one's hands or familiarizing oneself or meditating upon the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So if one sits down and meditates upon the equalizing and exchanging self and others, or the seven-point cause and effect for achieving bodhicitta, if one familiarizes oneself with these and is doing so to achieve the mind that aspires to enlightenment or bodhicitta, then that moment, that moment's merit exceeds that vast offering that was previously stated. So this, we can see just how powerful and how strong the, just how beneficial meditation upon the mind that aspires to enlightenment.
Kangi shimi tangtanya bi sanje shi shikang yorobata. Dil maji ge se dang mu dang ane bi rimu ji tawa chere chede kan choba bi ba ina choba ya bu jiraro ta. Dewe shangju sen gongi ina choba dele choba ba ba res. Shangju sen gongi choba ya ju res. Rubi choba res.
So if one could offer as much gold and jewels and precious items as he or she could possibly offer to the pure lands of the Buddha, and offer as many pure lands as there are grains of sand in the Ganges. If all of these things were offered, it would bear nowhere near as much merit as just doing meditation once upon the mind that aspires to enlightenment, or meditating just once on bodhicitta.
Da malareba malareba kon tabu ni jo ne de ne ne lama da tu sul phya ge je ga ye yo maris kon thuba man tu ayo maris te ton an kon jan ju sen de kon de de goris an kon kon ge wat son baris an ne sa ze jin bo da la mes an ma sa ta ta de ne ge mu chen ta de ne phya ge mu du sa la yin na ne lami ka din de Drubi jegres, drubi. Drubi choba jegres. Shanchu sen guna, choba yajuro, drubi choba res. What dege lamin katin sagres. What the choba gawakangalo drubi choba, gawak, and then Nazu gawakadruna gawakangalo drubi choba res. Shanchu sen guna, drubi choba yajuris. Sanjegi, shemi tadanyabe, Sanjegi shingan, and the remachi kante pi choba le.
So, the best type of offering is the actual offering of practice. We can see the life story of Milarepa, who achieved the final goal in one lifetime, where he said, I have nothing to offer. I have no jewels and I have no precious items to offer. But what I have to offer is my practice of the mind that aspires to enlightenment. Is my bodhicitta, or practice of bodhicitta. And this offering in and of itself is greater than any material offering that one could ever make. So if one could offer material things and precious items to all of the holy beings that are abiding in the pure lands, just offering this offering would not be anywhere near as great as a meditative offering or an offering of bodhicitta. So Milarepa found the importance of this and stated that his offering was the most important offering that one could make.
Milarepa gheed maba res, maba. Milarepa phuya yo maris, maba hao go go res. Milarepa chi phuya maba goya yo maris. Maba kol Milarepa dhubu tang go res. And then all new book will manage to choose your mothers. Malarival Dubutan Dibata words.
And the Yanjur Surinang, the Tama. The Tambo, the Shingyu, you know, the Tama.
Malarival, the name Mabal Puya Kayamaro, Kuchoverwa.
Lesso.
And then the Mabak Shigurus.
Lesso.
And then the Puya Men and Choose your mothers.
Oh, Lesso, Lesso. C2
Jasa.
So in the story of Milarepa, Milarepa's teacher was Marpa. And Milarepa had nothing to offer to Marpa. He had nothing to give because he was very poor. And Marpa knew and understood that Milarepa had nothing to offer. But Marpa would always use harsh words and say to Milarepa, I'm not even going to teach you because you can't even give me an offering. And he was doing this to purify the non-virtue within Milarepa's mind, to purify the negativity that Milarepa had previously accumulated.
Less so.
And then there's the story of Marpa's wife giving, very secretly giving Milarepa a ring to give to Marpa as an offering, because she realized that Milarepa, I'm sorry, to, she gave it to Milarepa because she realized Milarepa was very poor and had nothing and couldn't even make offerings. So he, Milarepa, made the offering to Marpa of this ring, and then Marpa came back and scolded him and said, "Why are you giving me my own ring? This I gave to my wife. This isn't yours to give." And he gave him a lot of harsh words and scolding. But this was all done for the sole purpose of purifying Milarepa's non-virtue. So by purifying the misdeeds and by meditating or familiarizing himself with the mind that aspires to enlightenment, Milarepa was able to achieve Buddhahood in one lifetime. So if we do any practices such as offering, making prostrations, any type of virtuous activity that we engage in becomes an offering of practice. So if we are, for instance, reading the Heart Sutra, or doing seven limb prayer, or the source of all my good, or any of these other things, then all of these practices are virtue, and this virtuous practice becomes an offering of practice. So these are some benefits, and previously we went over a lot of other benefits as well. So in order for one to have the arisal of the mind that aspires to enlightenment, it's necessary to have three factors present. It's necessary to have accumulation. So this is accumulation of merit, for instance. Accumulation, the tsok tsaba, the tambo, zinzigare, the
shatsewa, the tambo.
So here, when we speak of the three are accumulation, confession, and repetition. And repetition here refers to repeatedly thinking of the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So it's necessary to have these three factors present in order for the mind generation to take place. So accumulation, such as accumulating merit by doing prostrations or making offerings, and so forth, reading prayers, reciting texts. The confession refers to the same as the limb of confession. The acknowledgement is actually, I think, a better word for that. Acknowledgement of misdeeds is better than confession of misdeeds as far as the translation goes. So that's just a translator's note. So acknowledgement of misdeeds and then repetition, so repeatedly thinking of this. So these three factors are necessary to generate this Mahayana mind.
Shanchu Beba mabu kundu pesha shins. Beba mabu kundu pesha shins. Wa tini tige kasu kore shanchu ke sende ya kone ya kundu pegu waris. Beba mabu kundu karis na cho saba, deba jonwa, shanchu ke sen gomba.
So if we want to have the arisal of the mind that aspires to enlightenment, it's necessary to have this collection of three. Confession or acknowledgement of misdeeds and repetition. So these three are necessary. And the first two lines of number 18, we can see where it speaks of repetition. It says, having developed the aspiration for enlightenment, constantly enhance it through concerted effort. So that refers to repetition. In order for us to have a very clean, pure meditation or familiarization with the mind that aspires to enlightenment, it's important for us to have engaged in analysis and looked at it in various ways. For instance, what is the object of observation of an eye consciousness? The object of observation of an eye consciousness is a form, for instance. So that form is the object of observation for an eye consciousness. And what is the knower of the form? The knower of the form is the consciousness itself. So the mind that aspires to enlightenment is a mind, is a consciousness. So what is its object of observation? Our sentient beings are, but what are the all the objects of observation of the mind that aspires to enlightenment, and so forth? What is the object? What is the agent who is engaged in this? And so forth. So it's important in order for us to truly understand and to stabilize and strengthen or develop our bodhicitta, it's important for us to have looked at it from all these different angles to understand what the mind that aspires to enlightenment really is. So you have very good intelligence.
Sanji the car chuzu chugu the zogo zogo garisana zogo zogo tuba shao nyaba zogo tuba nyaba tuba shao nyaba sanlu zores sanju sayina chuzu jukuni janana zogo zogo tundani chavishas sanju kumu tuba shao nyaba sanlu de drugo don longo or than the tuba shao nyaba zores drugo don longo tuba ina sinja tangi kutunshi tugres what the sanlu you are is marbe.
So this mind that aspires to enlightenment is a mind that wishes to become a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings. And what is a Buddha? The Buddha is the truth body and the form body. So these two things make up what, when we say Buddha, what a Buddha is. And the reason for the bodhisattva wishing to achieve Buddhahood is to be able to help other sentient beings. And the way that he or she does that is through producing the two types of the form body, the emanation body and the enjoyment body. And these two bodies then can help other sentient beings. The bodhicitta, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment, is the section of one's practice or realization which actually creates the form bodies, the enjoyment body and the emanation body. So when we speak of Buddha, Buddha refers to, it can be divided in various ways, but right now we'll speak of two divisions, truth body and form body, or Dharmakaya and Robokaya.
Got it.
So if one engages in analysis, then it's possible to have a true understanding of this. If one has a very good meditation on bodhicitta, because of this analysis that he or she engaged in, then the bodhicitta will be strengthened. But one might, if one hasn't or doesn't understand this very well, but thinks that he or she is engaged in a true meditation upon bodhicitta, it's possible that he or she is not even meditating upon bodhicitta and is meditating on something completely different. So it's important to understand what the object of observation is for the meditation or for the familiarization so that the true results can be achieved.
Then the Jewa Jenton, Tendon, Jigishi, Hobong, Yonsus, Tanda, Anga Jujig, Tijigan, Niba, Tamani,
Tamani,
Tamani, Jewa Shema, Sanjil, Tiba Jimmy, Sanjil, Manobi Jul, Hobby Chuji, Manobi Sweet Name Waters. Sendil Sanji Manone, Jewa Shema Nyans on the Pantu Waters, Jewa Shemalea, Shanchu, same Manoba Guris.
The Injike, the Dumba Yore.
Dumba ma tuba tuba shibi. Tuba manyaba sun yutu.
Dumba ma loba.
Tuba. Tuba manyaba sun yutu duwe. Injik nol karlu.
It's, say the Danshima.
Then the Jewa Jendon,
Jagamare.
Oh.
Then Jumba, Yapo.
Chikishi will have a Yusun, Chitinsun Woodis, Chitin Garisana, Nabi Chujibun, Gabi Chujin Yasulan Woodis, Nabi Chujibun, Umbuya, Nabi Chuji, Gabi Chujin Yalanji Woodis, then Yalan Abajiba Yina, Tishamalaya, Shanju Sand Yagamaris, Shanju Sand Gumba the Tigris.
Okay, so the last two lines of number 18 say, to remember it in this all, and also in future, in other lives or future lives, keep the precepts properly as explained. And here it speaks of the three types of ethics and making sure that one abandons the black dharmas or negativities and takes on or practices the white dharmas or positivity. So it's necessary to, when it says abandons the black dharmas, this refers to abandoning negative behaviors or actions. And when it says to practice the white dharmas, this refers to properly keeping vows and properly engaging in the three types of ethical behavior. We wish to not, if the bodhicitta is not lost in this life, but in the next life it's lost, then this isn't very helpful. So we want to have a stable type of mind that aspires to enlightenment that will not only be sustained in this life, but also in future lives. And the way we do that is to abandon black dharma and to take on or practice the white dharmas.
Yuzung Shibi Lule, and then Gabi Chujin, Abichu Zungaris, Chuji Nabi Chujin, Gabi Chujin Yanagina, Sashama Sanjay Yangamaris, Yuzung Shibi, Nitu Yuzung Pichin Ro, Yuzung Kunga Shani Kujin, Sanjay Shugul, Sanjay Tel Pekin Jura, Nitu Yuzung Chambers. yusung.
Mingare, nintu musung.
Yue, tang as light yue, yusung.
Nintu, be kongi ming, kongi ming.
Nintu yusung, yusung yinjiro, yusung jubin loos. Nintu yusung peche yingar, nintu yusung.
Then yanje surana, it's sopo lagu.
Do jiware, do te mi de kasana, yusung jubin loos.
Okay.
Yusung siya sanjig loma jiwares. Tegi shubi do jiwares. Tele nabi chuji da kabi chuji sung yiwares. Tele sumbi nabi chuji da pong, kabi chuji nyalen jege yina, tse shema senji nyangamare, senji yabu yungare, wone kundu pekares.
It's stated in the sutra, and I don't have an exact translation of the name of the sutra. It sounds like the hearer's sutra of light, or of hearer's sutra of radiance. The Tibetan, that's what it sounds like, but it might be translated as something else. I'm not familiar with it. But here it speaks of abandoning black dharmas and practicing or taking on the white dharmas. And it states that if one abandons the black dharmas, then one will not lose the mind that aspires to enlightenment. And it's necessary to practice the white dharmas also in order to do to not lose the mind that aspires to enlightenment. So it can be found in a sutra, this reference to white and black dharmas.
That nabi chuje de garasna nabi chuje de dambu de ken lu su jin ji ogo was nabi chuje dambu de
so su lam ji chuje
chuje.
Okay, and there are four of each of the kinds of dharmas. There are four of the white dharmas and four of the black dharmas. So we'll go over those.
Black dharma tambo de tambo de ken lu su jin ji ogo was so su ken bo dang Lama to Zun Jajin, Okova Jiris, what they have your mothers, the Jebaina, Sashima, and Sajil Nyanuris.
So the first one is disrespecting holy beings. So disrespecting, for instance, our teacher or other holy beings and so forth. So the first black dharma is disrespecting holy beings. And this will send us into the Tseshima Nyawa, got it, the Chik
Tse. Tseshima Shangchu Ksen. Te Kenlu Kenpo De Lubyon Dan Lama Dan Sanje Tuzul Jajin Sheba Yina, Tseshima Senje Nyangar Dan Yabu Yoma Re
Sita. So if we, for instance, disrespect our teacher and so forth, then we will run the risk of losing the mind that aspires to enlightenment in our in the future.
Da nyiba de nyiba de da nyiba jen gwa che balan joba che bas da jen da gwa ya bu ju shang ju sen chue je gen zu le chue yo ma ju chue je kar ji ga zu de gwa ba yo ma zu chue pen tu yo ma de zu wo de la zu da an ne joba che ba yin da chue wo de na chue nyiba de zu wo de che ba yin na se she ma sen je le nyang ga de da ya bu yo ma de zu.
So the next is discouraging others. Discouraging others here refers, for instance, to if someone else is engaging in practices or engaging in familiarization or meditation on the mind that aspires to enlightenment and saying, you don't need to do that. There's no reason to engage in that practice. It's pointless. So if one discourages others, this becomes a causal factor for losing the mind that aspires to enlightenment in the future. So using disrespectful language or harsh communication with a bodhisattva, if one uses that, then he or she will lose the mind that aspires to enlightenment in the future.
What the Shanchu Sambal truths on the Deba Mobo Goa Momajon is Kanshi Jesin on the Triba, Zindan Tejan Goa Kebaja, Saba Kajiki notices, Shanchu San Lon Hasuna, Kebaja Saja with Deba Goa Gunjon is
what the
woman Juba Marvin Juba Junju Literal. Keba tong de sabe, jindan de se chela so, kontu jing jong jis. Sancho Senpa lo kondro lansona, keba tondo sabi gizan chungo gres. Oman joba na keba ja sabi gizan chungo gres.
Keba ja, okay.
Owa tende momento was.
So, we can find references in various different texts to this using harsh words or anger towards the bodhisattva. In the Bodhichara Avatara, guide to the bodhisattva's way of life, Shantideva states that one moment of anger towards a bodhisattva can destroy 1,000 eons of merit or virtue previously created. And also in the Umajupa, the Madhyamika Avatara, Chandrakirti's entrance to the middle way, we can also find a quote where he states that one moment of anger towards a holy being, such as a bodhisattva, can destroy 100 eons or kalpas of virtue or merit previously created. So we find references in these two important texts to the problem with using anger or angry mannerisms towards a holy being, such as a bodhisattva, and the downfalls of doing so. So also the next deceit, and deceit here refers to outward behavior versus inner behavior. Outward behavior is saying, I have the extraordinary attitude. Extraordinary attitude, for just people, so people know, refers to the sixth step of the seven-point cause and effect for achieving bodhicitta, laksam. So this refers to outwardly pretending to have this extraordinary attitude, and all of the one's physical mannerisms and outward actions are as if one has this, but inwardly there truly isn't that. So it's deceit or fraudulent behavior that is mutually exclusive with that, truly in the being's mind. So these are the four black dharmas. So these four should be abandoned very well. So Dzun Sheba Pomba.
What Dzun Pomba?
Okay, so the first of the white dharmas is to abandon lying, or abandoning speech. It's technically called abandoning speech which is not concordant with the truth.
So
the next is called encouragement. So this is encouraging others. For instance, if someone else is practicing the great vehicle, or the engaging in the familiarization with the mind that aspires to enlightenment, and doing this, it's good to encourage that person to speak of the benefits of doing so, and stating such as in this time and in the future, if you engage in this familiarization, you will not lose your realization. You will not lose your mind that aspires to enlightenment. So it's encouraging practitioners, which becomes the second white dharma.
다송바 더 끌어 덤빈 뒤에 제바스 세전 다지 나가 덤바이 나이 그게인스 워드 산다바이나 세시마 세진 양 말레스 야부레스
So Semchen Tamching Nga Nge Gegen Yimba Ke Lemba.
Tumba, Tumbi Nduje Jebas. Sejan Tanje Rang Mare Pare, Gegen Re, Nne Ngai Gegen Yin Sanal Tamba Yina, Ode Penyon Chuburis.
So the next benefit is to see that all sentient beings are like our teachers, are as kind as our teachers. So it's similar to recognizing that all sentient beings have been our mothers. Or recognizing that all sentient beings have been our fathers. So here, this is looking at all sentient beings as our teachers, or our gurus. So trying to develop an attitude such as that. So if we can state or assert that all sentient beings are our mother, then we can logically conclude that all sentient beings are also our teacher.
You just may be trample just trample, trample cars
are. I don't know.
Kesha trample is, trample.
Don't guard it.
And then, you just may be, kesha inna trample is ba trample, zima is ba trample is ba khato is ba, leka trample, kesha trample.
Oh, accurate.
Leka to chuchu ma is, the sanlu cari inna chuchu ma trample is.
Single pointed or accurate. Yeah.
What the. Jadul kabi cuci segeris, tapi yang lain apa je nama
itu? Siapa kare?
Trambo siapa? Trambo.
Stand.
You meba trambo siapa? Trambo siapa? Kasih kita cuci na, saya nalu luka niya, yang dah cuci itu tu luka siapa yoro? Waktu ni cuci umar, kerja
mana
trambo siapa res?
So the next is making sure that the actual inner. Mind is concordant with the outer, so it's making sure that one is truly engaging in the things that he or she is outwardly asserting to do. So this becomes, is that four? I feel like that was three. Did we get four? Oh, okay, yeah, it is four. Then the Chishena de Digare.
What the will have a what about the Sabajimara?
So now maybe we'll conclude because we've finished those categories of dharmas. So
one question.
Sure.
Stanza 17, when it talks about the virtue of final minds enlightenment, are they
In number 17, yep. This would be surpassed by the gift of folding one's hands. So here is number 17 specifically referring to in aspirational bodhicitta?
Is it aspirational or engaged?
The judun, the shuloka, judun.
Judunba dhruva.
Here, this is easier. Shuloka judunba. I think that it says
in English.
In the Tibetan
though.
This is speaking of aspiration, bodhicitta. Because we haven't arrived at the engaged part. Because in the text, we get to a part where it talks about taking a bodhisattva vow.
Yeah.
So, are we all set?
Are we doing questions after?
We're the Tambo Triwadan Lenja, the Tambo
Mua.
So we're gonna do the prayers first, because it's gotten I think quite late. Maybe folks will want to go, and then we can ask questions. Whatever, it's fine. So we begin with mandala offering, correct? You start, Diane. I gotta get situated here. Okay.
It's in the back.
The Here. Ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun, and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient living beings enjoy this pure realm. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of the Venerable Lozandrapa to shine forever. I send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious Guru. Let's do the rest of the prayers maybe in Tibetan. It's quarter of, and then we can do question and answer.
Nyambe ba wu je da jen ba dang kun du zang bo de yan de jin te de da gun ji je zu da lo je ge wa de da tan che ra du ngo du zum je pe je wa tan che ji nga wa ga la jo du nga pa de da jen ge we tsa wa di kun jan san po chu che ra du ngo wa ni nga ri ra we ngo we jin yon de ben don de wa ma lu yo we ne jen re zi
I also want to apologize for last week. I had to drive to Chicago for my work, and it was really a good opportunity for me to make good money, and I needed to do it. So it was a last minute thing. I got called Saturday night, and that's why the teaching got canceled last week. So I apologize, and it isn't going to be something that happens all the time, but it was a rare opportunity for me. So maybe we'll have a couple questions, and then we can go. Rinpoche, I need to eat. Yes.
I think it was a question, but then I think it turned out to be a statement of observation.
Kalaya Shimurta.
Rinpoche said that all sentient beings have been our mothers, then all sentient beings have been our teachers.
Sure. They've been everything.
Then I was thinking that they first thinking about generating bodhicitta. I was trying to make that connection. I haven't got there yet, but I was thinking about the ultimate teacher, because the one who has achieved Buddhahood is the only one that can really liberate us. So I was thinking about the ultimate teacher. You can't take refuge in like ordinary teachers. People can teach us how to do certain things, but the only one that can teach us is Buddha.
Right.
So it was, I guess it was just something that I realized.
Cool.
No, not really.
True while you're money.
The other question I had was in the Heart Sutra. Realizing emptiness. Wait a second. Is the realization of emptiness abiding in Prajna Paramita?
A deathless state? Is a deathless state the same as the realization of emptiness? The Kongi Triwa, the Doni Dopi Sherab, Dang Shera Jibara de Shimba, Dang Meshewa. The Shigamare, Gangisen Sanjay Shigamare, no death, Shigamare. This song, Dunchik, Yimba.
Doni
Dubi Shira, the Shira Jibaru de Shimba. Dang, I don't know, deathless state, Shigamare.
Meshiba.
Ignorance, Yomare. Meripa, Meshiba Yomare. The.
Sheba.
The Sanjay, Drongamare, Gangisena Kon Sanjay Yimba.
Chewa Mepa.
This sum, Dunchik, Kongi Chewa. Gangisena, the Shera Nimpo Nala, the sum, Yure. Then Dunchik Yimba.
Shera Jiparu Shimba. Shera. Tony to be Shera Shanju, Sambi, Juju, Tony to be Shera Zukolo, Jui Paru Shimba Zure. Jui Paru Shimba. Kazu.
Ah, Hakosa. Kazu Perfection.
Sanji Toju Yosun to Sukungalo, Debi Parishima, Debi Parishima. Then Chua Mabasana Debi Parishima, Jew Parishima took on Pachi Sheba Marve, Shebaro, or a Sheba Dab Marve. Tandal Sanju Samba Mayimbi, Tony to be Shero Euro, Tosul Pashin Lahomaris, Pashin Lahomar. Chua Mabatis Sanji Madukangal Shoy Waters. Sanjil show you, Maris. Chobumba de Chedag deuce. Chedag du Chobumba Sanji Madu, Maris. Sanjil show.
And Doni Dopi Shira,
the Kakaris.
The Kakare. This is some Kakare. So all three of those are different. So just an explanation, the wisdom realizing emptiness is a realization that one can have. So the wisdom realizing emptiness at the level of a bodhisattva that hasn't achieved complete Buddhahood is called the causal perfection of wisdom, or the causal prajnaparamita, the causal prajnaparamita, or causal perfection of wisdom. Prajnaparamita is a Sanskrit word, which means perfection of wisdom. So the causal, the Buddha, the realization that a Buddha has is resultant perfection of wisdom, or resultant prajnaparamita. So the actual wisdom realizing emptiness is different than the perfection of wisdom. And the deathless state is something that a Buddha possesses, but it isn't necessarily the wisdom realizing emptiness. It's just a quality that the Buddha possesses because of the realization that he possesses. So it's a result of that, of the realizations. The deathless state is a result of the realizations of emptiness, is a result of the resultant perfection of wisdom, but isn't the resultant perfection of wisdom itself. Make sense? It does. But it's... So Panchen Sun Andrapa says that causal perfection of wisdom is just nominally designated as perfection of wisdom. It's not truly the perfection of wisdom. It's only the resultant perfection of wisdom that is truly perfection of wisdom. It's just nominally designated as perfection of wisdom in the causal state. These are just nominally designated as preliminary states or possibly, but only nominally designated as perfection of wisdom. It's not true perfection of wisdom. So in the Heart Sutra, it speaks of Parshin, perfection of wisdom. The Prajnaparamita, it speaks of. So these paths, perfection of wisdom, preliminary perfection of wisdom, and so forth, causal factor, perfection of wisdom, causal perfection of wisdom is always just nominally designated as such and is not true actual perfection of wisdom. It's a facsimile thereof, but not the actual. So this has been expressed. And it's maybe different in some texts. Some texts do state that the causal perfection of wisdom is perfection of wisdom and isn't just nominally designated as such.
Okay.
Okay?